Good morning and praise the Lord, saints. I hope we are back again in a beautiful day today. And God is still taking us further. That's what I believe. And we will surely experience His wonderful mercy because His mercies are new every morning. Today I would love to take a small topic. So this is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India, and I'm going to speak a subject, a small topic indeed. It's like a nugget. You can dwell on it and ask God to give you more on inspirations on these things what I'm speaking. The title is as Open Thy Mouth Wide and I Will Fill It. This comes from Psalms 81 and verse 10. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. We need to introspect or understand how wonderful it is to know that our God matches human capacity with heaven's sufficiency. Moreover, what He fills our mouth and life is with the power of resurrection as an indwelling spirit. Praise the Lord. He died upon that cross for us, for our salvation. And through that reconciling death, He made peace with God and with men concerning the matter of sin. This sin which destroyed our righteousness and holiness in the eyes of God. The Bible teaches us that He just did not die on the cross, but He died and He rose again. And the reason, one, what we see today is that He rose again to communicate that resurrection life by the power of His own indwelling. The whole purpose is that He might live His life in us. Look through our eyes, speak through our lips, work through our hands, walk through our feet, love through our hearts, radiate through our personality, Christ living again in us. What a wonderful expression it is. What a wonderful work that Christ has accomplished. Remember, we can do nothing without God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And He cannot do anything without us. We are His workmanship. Praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to make you understand there are two things that matters most to any devout believer is to have our righteousness restored and also our holiness to be restored. Christ in us meets both these conditions. Christ our righteousness and Christ our holiness. Being righteous, He made access to His kingdom. Being holy, we have access to come before His throne. Truly, praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ because of His wonderful work that He has accomplished for us. What can I say? Oh, what grace we have merited that He says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. To understand this depth and love of this great work of God that He has accomplished for us, we need to go to Ephesians chapter 3 and read a little portion of text which is actually known as the Prayer of Paul. We turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 19. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is being named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that he, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful thought and what a wonderful prayer. Paul begins to say, for this cause I bow my knees. There is a cause. There is a reason. There is something that which causes us to bow our knees. And for what reason? That the whole family in heaven and in earth is named with a new spiritual identity. We came into this earth, no matter which place, what region, what language, what creed, what culture, and we had no understanding about our spiritual identity. But now, being in Christ, we have been named with a new spiritual identity. The next thing he says, that the might of his Spirit would strengthen in the inner man. The might of his Spirit, the day we believed, the day we confessed, the day we gave him the Lordship. It is like the strength in the inner man through his mighty Spirit working in us. Further we see, he says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, to be rooted and grounded in love. This nature of Christ that dwells in us, this Spirit of Christ that is an indwelling presence by faith, is to be rooted and grounded in love and love alone. My brothers and sisters, something that we should thoroughly understand is, if we love the Lord, this love is not something that we possess in our hearts and minds, but this love of God should be deeply rooted. Deeply rooted is just like the olive tree roots. It needs to be deeply rooted. And the next thing he says, that we may be able to comprehend with all saints. It's not just I am in Christ, I possess the nature of Christ, but we must be able to comprehend with all saints. Today we have so many believers, so many churches, but there is so much of barriers. One believer of one church may not appreciate another believer of another church. They may not speak, not smile, not greet. They just think that these are all fools. These are all vain people. These are all fallen creatures. Or I do not understand what kind of a barrier there is between one believer and another. But Paul says that we may be able to comprehend with all saints, greet, love, express, share, teach, you know, comprehend with all saints. The next thing he says, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. The fullness of God, the completeness of God. This is the highest and most sublime prayer that can be offered. It is the end and ultimate goal of all our spiritual experience. The fullness of God dwells in Christ, and we are complete in Him. Remember, the fullness of God doesn't make us God. The fullness of God completes us in Him, as branches in the vine are members of the body of Christ. My precious saints, the fullness of God is an essential practical reality. It leads to power, revival, and effective ministry. To be filled with God's fullness would also mean that God now controls our mind, not only our mind, our heart, our will, and all the faculties. Our thinking is dominated by God's mind. Our will is lost in God's will. Oh, praise be to God. This is a wonderful truth, that I am no more governed by myself, but Christ that indwells in me. Truly, if we really love and desire Him, we need to understand it is God who redeemed us and cleansed us. Let us, as obedient children, open our mouth and hearts wide, that He may fill us and He may seal us. Christ in us has met both these conditions. Christ is our righteousness, which we had lost, and Christ is our holiness, which we had never attained. May God give us wisdom that we may always desire the things that God desires to fill us, to abide with us. He just never called us out of this world of darkness into a marvelous light, but He desires to walk with us. He desires that we may be able to be called as His sons, as His children, that who would abide in Him, giving Him the rightful kind of praise, honor, and dignity. Paul also states in the same chapter, in the fourth verse, he says, whereby when he read, he may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. When I thought about this verse, when we read, yes, we do read today, but when we read, that we may understand the knowledge that he possessed concerning the mystery of Christ. Christ is the mystery of God that was revealed. But we do understand that no man could write or no man could speak the way that Paul wrote and spoke concerning the kingdom of God, the mysteries of Christ, the revelation of his word. It was because Christ dwelled in him. It was the indwelling presence of Christ in Paul made him, enabled him. His mind was controlled of God. His heart was controlled of God. His will was dominated by God's will. And that's the reason we see we have this beautiful revelation, this beautiful epics of what Paul has stated in his epistles, that which is the mystery of Christ. There was no way out that we would have ever understood the great and the deep truths of the scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I hope that we have recognized and realized something, that which concerns our salvation. Blessed be his name, and God be praised. And I just wish all of you a happy day today. God bless you.